Today's daf is daf Kuf Chaf Tes, the last daf of Maseches Orverot. So we got to the last four lines of Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. We're still on the topic of Avram and Achai and Tuma. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tana Rabbanan that says, HaChotech Kezayis Basar Me'Avram and Achai. A person cuts off a chunk of meat, a chunk of flesh, from an Avram and Achai. So if he's first chatcho, he cuts off that meat, then acharka chishiv alav, and then he thinks of machshava to make it to a food, it's tahor. If he's first chishiv alav, acharka chatcho tam. If he first, while it's still attached to the Avram and Achai, he has a machshava that it should be ochel, and then he cuts it off, it's tame. So let's explain this. Look at Rashi, four lines up from the bottom. Rashi explains that, firstly Rashi writes, hachotech kezayis basar. Five lines up, me'evir menachai, v'tosefto lo garsinan kazayis ela hachotech basar, me'evir menachai, doesn't say how much basar, but kigon dika kibetza. So there has to be some level of a shear, whether it's kazayis, whether it's kibetza. Chatchal, first, if you cut off the basar, and only acharka chishiv alav, and then afterwards, after it's already been disconnected, you're machshivit for achila, la'achila lo'ovid kochavim to serve to a goy, because certainly a Jew can't eat this, because it didn't go through a shechita. So tahor, this item, this meat is tahor. Why? Deha basar porish me'aver menachai tahor. If flesh separates from aver menachai, it's tahor. It does not have a din of aver. Hilkach tumas atma einbo. It's not called aver menachai. That's number one. U'mishecheshivalev, when you had machshava to turn this basar now into food, lo naga batuma shi keblenu. Now that's been disconnected, detached, and now you have machshava for it to be food, it's not touching anything to make it tame. So if you first disconnect it and then are machshiv on it to be ochel, it's tahor. But if aval chishiv alav, if you first want to have machshava that this basar is going to be food while it's attached to the Avram Achai, v'aridu ba'aviv be'aver l'taras ochel, while it's attached to the aver, this basar is attached to it, it's now, you are machshiv it to food, and only acharka chatchel, then you remove it, you detach it, you cut it off, then it's kibol tumah me'aviv, it's being mekabel tumah from the av, meaning the Avram Achai itself, kodem l'chein, from before, mituma chamura, shahay yisalav be'oda aver shalom. So that's the din of the Gemara. That's the Braisa. This is the Tosefta. So the Gemara says, now back inside, two lines up, Rav Asi lo ala be midrasha. One day, Rav Asi missed base measure. She missed the shear that day. Ash kechal Rabbi Zera. He came across Rabbi Zera, and Amar lei, my Amar be midrasha. He asked Rabbi Zera the question they all asked. What was the chiddush in the base measure today? So Rabbi Zera responds back in another question, Amar lei, my kash lecha. What were you troubled by? What were you bothered by? Maybe that was the same exact question they dealt with in the base measure. So Amar lei, so I'll tell you what the problem was. The katani chishev acharka chatchal tamer. If you're machshiv on the food to be the basar that's touching the Avram Achai, and then you cut it off, so now since you're machshiv at first, and it's touching Avram Achai, it's tame even when you cut it off. So Gemara says, the problem with that is, this is Rabbi Ravasi's kasha, tumas beis ha-sedarim hi, v'tumas beis ha-starim lo metame. When something touches, when the item touches, when something tuma touches something else, in base of starm, in a hidden area, so then it doesn't create tumah. So, for example, where the basar was touching Avram and Achai, that area was not noticeable, it wasn't visible, it was hidden from the eye. So that's not called a negia when you had cut it off. The source of this, Rashi points out, is based on the Gemara we saw earlier, that it's based on the fact, sorry, Gemara Nida, that it says by Azav, V'chol Asher Yigabo Hazav, V'yadav lo yishata b'mayim, V'yadav, just like the hands are something exposed, you see people touching, so to any other negiyah of tumah to something else has to be where it's exposed, where it's visible. But if it's based in Stamar, if somewhere that's hidden, so the area where the basar was attached to the Avram and Achai was hidden from the naked eye, that will be based as Starm, and tumah's based as Starm does not create tumah.
So,
that's part of the Emrecha, exactly. Okay. So then you detach it, so now we say that basar is tame because it was touching. But the point of where it was touching the basar Emrechai, the Avram Echai, it was covered up, it was hidden, because it was within the skin or something along those lines, you couldn't notice it, and that would be considered based on starm, the Gemara says.
But by the time he cuts it, it's still attached, and meaning when you're cutting it, you're opening it up. And
yeah, it's true. I'm not sure. It's true. I don't know. Yeah, it's a fair point. Rashi, just the way Rashi says this top line of Kuf Chaf Tes, Tumas Beis Hastarmi, Heyach Kibel Tumah B'Mechuber. How could it connect? How could it receive Tumah while it's connected? Halo Mago B'Seis. It's touching in a hidden area. V'Kaim Lon Benida Mikra from Pesukim. The Tumas Beis Hastarm Lo Metame. So Amar Leh, Rabbi Zeira says back to Rav Asi, Amar Leh, Afli Didi Kashali, I also had this problem. Vishalti Le Rabbi Abba Bar Mama, I asked the question. I don't know if this was, he asked it today in the Beis Medrash, or that he once upon a time asked this question, but he did ask this question to Rabbi Abba Bar Mama. Amar Leh, he told me, Hamani, who is the author of this Tosefta? It must be Rabbi Meir. He, Amar, Tumas Beis Hastarm, Mitame. He actually holds, even though there's a hidden hidden Maga, it's Beis Hastarm, it does create Tuma. Now, how do we see Rabbi Meir holds this way? So Rash points out, based on the Gemara and Daf Ayin Beis, that let's say an Uber sticks his hand out of the mother, and they shech the mother, and then you cut the bus or the Uber afterwards, so then that will become Tameh. That even though the area where the Aver of the Uber touched the Uber itself was considered Beis Hastarm, it was hidden, it still is able to transmit Tuma over from the Aver Menachai to the Uber. So we see that there is Tumas Beis Hastarm. So that's the Shita Rav Meir, that Tumas Beis Hastarm is Metameh. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh, Lavas Zimnin Sagin, weren't there a number of occasions? Amar Kamai, he said in front of me, Amri Leh, Shani Leh, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir himself distinguished between different types of Tumas, meaning Rabbi Meir didn't say every case of Tuma that Beis Hastarm is Metameh. He was Mechalik Bein Tuma Dibai Hechsher. Bein tumah de lo bai hechsher depends on what type of tumah. If it's a tumah that still requires a hechsher that has to be coming into contact with water, it's a bai hechsher. So there we say tumas beis hastarm lav metame. If it's an item that doesn't require hechsher, that's already huchsher, so there he's already more machmir and says that tumas beis hastarm is going to be metame. So that's the question that they had. So if you just take a look at Rashi, you see Rashi two narrow lines down, Amar Leh, Rav Asi, the Rabbi Zeira. Jump down a few lines in that Rashi where the first word is Hechsher v'chulei. So Rashi explains, Hahi de behema mekasha, that case of the Uber sticking its hand out, where we say, Tumas Beis Hastarm is metameh, that's because Huchsher Uber b'shchitas imo, because the Uber, the Aver, was already Huchsher from the Shchita prior to this, v'dayin ha'Aver metameh mechuber bo v'tamo, and since there's a Hechsher already, so that's where we'd say Tumas Beis Hastarm is metameh. Avah Mishnah Seinu, or really our Tosefta, Habasa Tzarech Hechsher, it requires Hechsher, it's lacking Hechsher, V'chevin the Tzarech Hechsher, since it's a step removed, Lo Hechsher, Kodem Chaticha, Heyach Mekabel Tuma Me'a Aviv. We would say it's not Mekabel Tuma Me'a Aviv, it's not going to be Metame Be'Beis Hastar. So how could you equate these two dinim? Rav Meir is not a statement across the board, it depends on the circumstances. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, my kasha, what's your problem? Dilma b'shehuchsher. Maybe we're talking about a case here, that Tosefta, where already was huchsher, where the Aver Menachai already came into contact with some type of liquid, and that's why Rabbi Meir says, since it's already huchsher, we would accept Tumas Beis Hastar Miz Metame. So Amar Leh, Rava bar Rav Chanan le Rava, Lamali Hechsher. Why do you need a Hechsher in the first place? This is very strange. We have a klal, Hare Metame Tuma Chamura Agav Aviv. There's a klal that something that's going to be metame on a chamur on a high level.
What would be the case that it's huchsher before?
If a liquid came into contact with the Aver Menachai, blood.
But we're saying that the basar is based on star.
That's fine. But if the Aver Menachai,
the whole Aver was, but the whole Aver in itself already is tame. We're saying that the Aver is tame, but when you take out the basar, since it doesn't have the gidim and the atzamos, it's tame, right?
Correct.
So now,
but let's say blood already came into contact with this basar.
But the basar is inside. We said if it's outside, then for sure it's metame. We just said that it's hidden inside.
No. The point of contact between the basar and the Aver Menachai, that area you can't see because it's hidden. It's underneath the skin or something like that.
Right.
So you can't notice that. So that basar is considered something separate from the Aver Menachai.
Right. But it's not inside.
But let's say when it's still attached, blood came in touch with it, or water came in touch with this. So now that's already considered huchsher. And then when you cut it off, you now have Beis Hastarm. So since it's Kfar Huchsher and it's Beis Hastarm, that's a case where a mayor would allow Tumas Beis Hastarm to be Metameh. I believe that's the case. So then the Gemara says, why do you need a Hechsher in the first place here? Because it's a case of a Tuma Chamura. And whenever there's a Tuma, something that's going to come to Tuma Chamura, it doesn't require Hechsher. So if you look at Rashi, Hare Metameh Tuma Chamura Agav Aviv. So long as the basar is attached to the Aver Menachai, Hayava Tuma Litami Adam Vekalim. This basar, by extension of the Aver Menachai, is considered Tuma Chamura. What's Tuma Chamura? Tuma Chamura is where something is a very severe level of Tuma, where it can be Metame, not only food and liquid, but even a person and Kalim. Tuma Kala is where it's only able to be Metame food and liquid, but it can't b'matami adam v'kelim. So long as the basar is connected to the aver minachai, the klal is it's matame adam v'kelim, and that which is matame adam v'kelim doesn't require hechsher. How do we know? Because the whole source of requiring a hechsher in the first place for tumah is based on the pasuk by zraim. Zraim, food, is never matame tumah chamura. It's at worst, it can only be matame other foods and other liquids, but can never be matame on a tumah chamura. So only zraim, which is tumah kala, requires a hechsher. But that which is a tumah chamura, a more severe type of tumah, that can be matami adam akelim, that doesn't require hechsher. And since his basar is attached to Eivir Menachai, at that moment, it's matame tumah chamura, it shouldn't require any type of hechsher. And so the Gemara says, Amar le, kishashimesh maisa eit shimesh. When it's being used, not as food, rather it's being used as wood. So what does that mean exactly? So we take a look. Rashi connects this case here to Nivlas Of Tahor. So let's understand. It's a little bit tricky case here. Nivlas Of Tahor, a person eats a kosher bird, which is a nevela. So the din is that when he eats it, he's metame as a person, and the kelim he's wearing is metame as well. Adam and kelim are metame. So that's a tumah chamura. Now let's say a person were to have in mind that this Nivlas Of Tahor, he was machshavit to be a food as well, to be an ochel. So normally Nivlas Of Tahor is not metame b'maga. It's only metame adam and kelim. If I'm machshiv this Nivlas Of Tahor, it's also going to become tamei on Tumas Maga, even on a low level Tumas as well. So that's the din. So we see from here that Nivlas Of Tahor, which is a Tumas Chamura because it's Matami Adam Vekalim, it does not require Heksher. Even if I want to take the Nivlas Of Tahor to be machshavit as an ochel, to be a low-level tumah, that doesn't require heksher either. So whenever something has the ability to be a low-level and also a high-level tumah, that never requires a heksher. So here as well, the basar, while being attached to Eivir Menachai, even on one hand, when it's attached to Eivir Menachai, it's tumah chamura. When you separate it, it becomes a tumah kala, but still, since they're all intertwined with each other, it shouldn't require a heksher. That's the idea of Rashi. So the Gemara says no, because when I take the basar off, even though when the basar is attached to the Eivir Menachai, it is metame to machamura, but when I detach the basar, I'm not viewing this for food. I'm actually using this for the purpose of wood, as firewood of some sort. That's completely disconnected from the Eivir Menachai, a completely different function, in which case you would require hechsher. Look at Rashi to make that somewhat clear, because it's very important, because in the next few brises we're going to need to see. So Rashi writes, kishashimesh. Kishishimesh also shimash tumah chamura labatars ochel shimsha. When you're using this meat for a tumah chamura, it's not used bitaras ochel as food. She'ein aver metame klum ayde also basar. The aver is not metame anything through the flesh that's on it. El bataras h sheshima h shima shenechshav v'nimnei magidin v'atzamos le'asos aver v'hein keit. The function of the basar that's on this aver menachai is not functioning as food. It's functioning as just a very raw material to make this into an Eivir Menachai, but not as a Davar Ochel. You need bones, you need sinews, you need basar to make this Eivir Menachai. It's simply serving as a Eitz Ba'alma. And that's the function. But now, Hasha, now that I wanted to detach the basar and be machshavit for food, it's abi le'ochel, now I'm turning the basar, it's no longer functioning as something raw in terms of just a raw material to make this an aver. I'm now making it into a davar ochel, upan chadashas ba'alakan, becomes now a new entity, and therefore it's not similar to the case of Nivlas Of Tahor. By Nivlas Of Tahor, it was food, which if I eat it, I'm a tame. If I'm machshavit for a low-level food as well, it's still on the same rubric of being ochel. But the basar, at first when it's connected to Eivir Menachai, it's viewed as Eitz Ba'alma, it's just wood, and now I'm using it as Davar Ochel, and they're two disconnected items. So even though when the basar is attached to Eivir Menachai, it doesn't require Hechsher, because it's considered Eivir Menachai and basar Tumah Chamura, when I detach it, now make it Ochel, it does require a Hechsher, because Panim Chadash is Balakan. Hopefully it's somewhat clear. But the Gemara now uses this idea of something, food, that's used as Eitz Ba'alma, does not have the din of food. So we're going to go through like six different examples of this. The Gemara says, Amar Abai says, Hare Amru, there is a din, if you have a Kufas Se'or, if you have, it's very apropos for Nisan now, for Pesach, if you have a certain amount of dough, chametz, Shiyachta liyeshiva, that you wanted to use for chair. You don't want it for chametz. So the din is that's batel. Batel tumaso. It's not going to be a problem of iser chametz anymore because you're using it as a kli, not as food. And also, it's not going to become, and it won't become tame either. So then the din is, so 1 second. So again, if I have this kofas or shayachta, I want to use it for sitting down. Butla, there's no din of isra chametz anymore, but there is still tuma because now if a zav were to sit on a chair, he can now be metame the chair and has a special din of moshav of a zav. So tuma, so that tuma that it has now is lab deraisa, cannot be a tuma deraisa. Why? Because these hakadaitach deraisa, had you thought that this now bread chair, if you will, is tuma deraisa, so then matzinu la'ochlin shemetamin tuma chamura. We would have an example where food can become a tuma chamura at a serious level. The halacha is when a zav sits on a chair, that chair becomes avatuma, and that can be metame people and clothing that touches it. So that's a tuma chamura. Now if I'm using chametz, which is food, as my chair, so now we have an example where food is metame tuma chamura. But we learned before, based on the pasuk by Zera Zerua, that food requires a hechsher. Why? Because since food is never metame tuma chamura, so things that are metame tuma chamura don't require a hechsher. Things that are not metame tuma chamura, such as food, does require a hechsher. So if you're telling me that this bread, this chametz, food, is metame moshav zav, that means we do have an example that food can be metame tuma chamura. And so for this reason, Abai says the tuma in this case must be only a tuma midirabanam. Because if it's tuma deraisa, you can never find food that's metame tuma chamura. Gemara says, why? Kishashimesh maisa eight shimesh. When you use a food, you use it betoras eight. You use it as a kli, not as food. It's no longer considered food anymore and doesn't break that klal of Rabbi Yishmael, then this is not considered food at all. It's a kli. It happens to be made from the same material as bread, but it's not considered bread, not considered ochel. Next example. Amar Abaye says, Hare Amud says in the Braisa, Takrovas Avodas Kochavim Shel Ochlin. If you have food that was used for karbanos, for an Avodazara, Mitamein Ba'oel. The din is that there's a certain tumma by Avodazara that tumma is able to be Mitamein Ba'oel. If I were to be in the same room as that food, if there are Kalim in the room of that Ochel of Avodazara, it's Mitamein. So Abaye says, that tumma, Tumasa Lav Deraisa, can't be Deraisa, because these Hagadaitach Deraisa, if that tumma that's going to be emerging from the food of the Avodah Zarah is deraisa, it's metami ba'oel, that means it's a tumah chamura. That these hagadaitach, this tumah is deraisa, matzinu la'ochlin shemetamin tumah chamura. This would be an example where food can be metame on a tumah chamura, which is against everything else we know. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. You could still say that tumah Avodah Zarah is tumah deraisa. Ah, so isn't it ochel, that's metame tumah chamura? No. Kishashimesh maisa eitz shimesh. When you're using the food, not for food, but you're using it for kalim, you're using it for karbanos, you're using it for some other item, like an eitz ba'alma, that's not considered ochel, and therefore we can't allow it to have a tumah chamura, even with their eyes. Abai gives another example. Amar Abai Hare Amru says in the Mishnah, Chaburi Ochlin, a person, let's say, uses dough to seal up some cracks he has in a basket, in a kli of some sort. So the din is kekelim damu. So that food is considered like the keli itself. And if a person were to touch it, so that food now becomes avatuma. Right? If mace touches a keli, that now keli becomes avatuma. So we see that tumasan says Abai must be lav deraisa. It can't be deraisa because these hakadaitach deraisa, if that bread, that chametz that was used to fill in the cracks is deraisa, and it now becomes avatuma from the tumas mace, so then we would have matzinu la'ochel shed mitame tumah chamura. So Gemara says, no, this as well, there's a kishashimesh, maisa h shimesh. When you use the food to plug the cracks, it no longer has a din of ocha, it has a din of a keli, and that's why it's a tumah chamura. But in a chanami, had it still remained food, it wouldn't be metame tumah chamura. So then comes along Amar Rapapa. Rapapa now weighs in. Amar Rapapa Rava, he says to Rava, hatatani, that which Abraisa teaches us, the chelev nevela, the fat that's around the nevela, bekfarm. We saw this yesterday, that in the kfar, remember in the kfar, they didn't have, they had enough supply for the demand, so there's a lot of surplus. So no one ate the chelev. Chelev was not considered really basar. So you have the chelev of the nevela in the kfar, which is really not food. So if you want to make this into ochel, you tzarech machshava, you have to have a machshava that you want this to be food. And the hechsha, you need the hechsha as well to make this into tumah. So that type of tumah, tumasa agav kulya. The chaylev, that's metame, a person who touches this, is because it's connected to the kulya, to the kidneys, and this chaylev serves as a shomer, as a some type of guard around the kulya, around the kidneys. So this is the din that your metame, person's metame through this kulya, this nevela. It's the metame b'maget, it's tumah chamura. So Gemara says, lav deraisa, this tumah of the chaylev, which you're now making food, can't be deraisa. Because these hagadaitach deraisa, if you were to think that this chaylev is now a tumah deraisa, now that's going to transmit tumah on a very serious level, and we don't ever find that ochel is matami tumah chamura. And the Gemara says, no, yet again, kishashimesh maisa h shimesh, it's being viewed not as food, rather it's being viewed as it's being mishamish the kuya. It's simply protecting and preserving the kuya, which is not functioning as food, rather it's functioning as a shomer, which would be h ba'alma. And the final example we have of this H, Shishimish Ma'isa H, is that of Ramasna. Amar Ramasna, Hari Amut says, we have a klal that Ba'is Shishichel Bezram. If you have a house that you had put as the ceiling, as the roof, you made from different types of seeds and vegetables, Taro, it's now Tahor, because now it's considered Mechubal Karka. We know that which is connected to the ground is Tahor. So even though the vegetables and seeds may have been Tomei at some point, now that you've attached it to the house, it's now Tahor. So then the Gemara says, but let's say a terrace develops on this property, on the house. So then there's going to be tuma on the ceiling, and it will be metame, a person who walks in. That's a tuma chamura. So we see tuma. So that tuma that's created through this terrace from the zrayim, it can't be deraisa. Love deraisa, because these hakadaitach deraisa. Had you thought that the tuma of the terrace that appears on the zrayim is deraisa, which in the zrayim are ochel, matzinu lezrayim shemetame tuma chamura. So the Gemara says, no, kishashimish ma'isa eitz shimish. When you put this ram as the ceiling, as the roof, so then that's no longer considered ocha, that's considered eitz ba'alma, and that's why it's able to generate a tumah chamura. Okay, back to Eivir Menachai. Gemara now says, we had in the Mishnah a discussion about Rabbi Shimon. At the end of the Mishnah, said Rabbi Shimon said metahir. The very last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, if I can review very, very quickly, on Daf Kuf Chazayin, had three stages in the Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to analyze. The first stage of the Mishnah was, if you have basar, or an aver, that's meduldulin, that's dangling off the basar, so then that's metame, even if you're machshivit to be food, that's going to be metame, while it's still connected. Second case was if you shechted the mother, the behema, rather not the mother, the behema, so in machlok is whether or not that's going to be machshir, the blood on the shechita is going to be machshir, the aver meduldal. And the third case was if the animal drops dead, so how do you view that aver meduldal? Was that aver meduldal considered aver menachai? It was already considered detached before it died, or it's only dead now after the nevela, it becomes dead because it's aver nevela. And so those are three stages, and Rabbi Shimon at the end of the Mishnah says Rabbi Shimon's metahir. So the Gemara wants to know which stage is Rabbi Shimon rather being Matahir on. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Matahir, Manafshach. E Misa Osanipa, if you're talking about a case where there's an Aver Medulda, where there's an Aver that's dangling, then we want to know, is that Aver dangling now, even though it's physically connected, we view that halakhli as being detached, and that's called Aver Menachai, it was detached while the animal was alive, or no, it's still connected, and only when the animal dies, so now we view the dangling Aver as an Aver Minha Nevela, and it's Dinavet Nevela. So manashach, I misa osa nipal, if the death is what causes the death causes the thing to completely knock off, so then we view that as already being knocked off beforehand, it should be latami mishum eivir menachai, it should already been considered detached from beforehand, which is tumas eivir menachai. V'ein misa osa nipal, if we're saying that we still view this as connected to the animal, so then letame mishum aver menachai, mina nevela rather. So then when the animal dies, so now it's still connected to this dangling aver, so the aver should be metame mina nevela. So either it should be aver menachai or aver mina nevela. But you can't say metaher. So Rabbi Shimon Areshaka, he's not referring to the sefer, he's referring to the resha. What does it say in the resha? The resha says, ha'aver ha'basar ha'mududolim b'behema, that which is dangling from the behema, if a person's machshiv, that aver, to be food for a goy, it's metamin tumas ochlin bimkomon. It has a din of tumas ochlin, even while it's connected to the animal, since it's very much severed, or it's disconnected, but not entirely, that's enough to be viewed as a separate entity. And kami metame, even while it's connected, utrichen hechshir, requires its own hechshir to make it susceptible to tumah. On that, Rabbi Shimon is matar. That's when he says, oh, when it's still connected, even though it's mostly disconnected, but since there's a little strand connecting it, it's still considered part of the animal that's alive, and it's still tahor. That's what he's going on. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochan, my time is Rabbi Shimon." What was the reason why Rabbi Shimon thinks that while it's still connected to the animal, even though it's dangling, it's still tahor? It's not ochel, because the pasuk says, "Amar Kra Mikola Ochel Asher Yeacha." What becomes tamei? Only that food that you could serve Yeacha that can be eaten by others. Ochel Shata Yochel Achila Lachem, that which you could feed others. Kari Ochel, Ochel, that's called Ochel, that could become tamei. However, Ochel She'iyata Yochel Achila Lachem, food that cannot be served to others. Eino kari ochel. And since this food, or this aver, while it's still attached to the animal, cannot be served to anyone, not even to a goy, because it's aser for a goy to eat aver menachai, so then since it's not edible to anybody, it's not called ochel, and is therefore tahor. That's the din. Rabbi Shimon, he's going back on the resha. So the Gemara says, Amr le Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Asi, he challenges Rabbi Asi, Dilma time with Rabbi Shimon Hassam. Maybe the reason Rabbi Shimon, why he says tahor, in the Reisha, is not because of this klal of that which is called ochel. Rather, there's a different reason. Dilma taima de Rabbi Shimon Hasam, hol ume'ora, since it's physically connected to the animal. We have the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Uktzim, yichur shel te'ena shenifshach, you have a branch of the fig tree that's mostly disconnected, but it's still me'ura b'kliplet, it's still holding on by a tiny thread. So that din Rabbi Huda's metar, he says it's tar, as long as it's connected somehow physically, I don't care whether it's nourishing from the tree or not, if there's a connection physically, that's tahor. Chachamim argue, and they omim, im yachal lichyos, if this branch is able to still live based on its connection, that's tahor. Im lav, if the branch cannot live anymore, even though it's physically connected, it's tamir. But Amrin Allah, we say, my time with Rabbi Huda. Why does Rabbi Huda think that it's tower across the board? We don't care how it's attached, as long as it is attached. But Amr Aslam, they say to us, Hol Ma'ura, Mura, since it's connected, it's connected. Once it's physically connected, that's it. So maybe that's the reason why Rabbi Shimon holds in the Reisha, when there's an Aver Meduldal, that Aver is still tower. It's not because the pasuk of Masha Yachal Achil Achim is Kari Achal. It's because it's Ma'ura. Whenever there's a physical connection like Rabbi Huda, that's enough to make it tower. And therefore, we can't apply Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning necessarily to the Reisha. So then the Gemara says, so when does Rabbi Yochanan say his din of kol ra'i l'achil l'achayim is kari ochel? So Amar Lei, Rav Asi says, it's amatziyasa. In the middle case of the Mishnah, is Rabbi Yochanan says, is a pasuk of mashi yachal l'achil l'achayim is kari ochel. So what does it say in this mitziyah, the mitziyah of the Mishnah? It says, nishchata behema, let's yishach the animal, and there's blood dripping down its neck, huchshar b'damea, that blood is able to machshir the Aver Medudel as well, even though it didn't actually touch the Aver Medudel, because it's all connected. So divrei Rabbi Meir, it's machshir, and Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo huchshar, it wasn't that huchshar. Why does Rabbi Shimon think it's not hukshir on the blood that's dripping down the neck of the animal? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is where Rabbi Yochanan says it's reasoning, my time with Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kra, Mikol ha'ochel she'yeachel, ochel she'atayachel achil achem kari ochel, ochel she'ena tayachel achil achem ena ochel. That which you cannot serve to others, and since this limb is Avram Nacha, you can't serve truly not to a Jew and not to a non-Jew either, it's not called ochel. And since it's not called ochel, there's no hukshir to even speak of. That's the case, the mitziyasa is the case where Rabbi Yochanan was commenting on the svar of Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, how do you know that's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Dilma taimed Rabbi Shimon be'ahi. Maybe the reason why Rabbi Shimon thinks that when the behema shechted, there's no hechsher, it's e kidraba, e kidrabi Yochanan. We had many understandings of that machlokas. Remember, we had Rabba was of the opinion was whether or not the behema could serve as a yad for the aver itself that's the dangling. That was one question. Or like Rabbi Yochanan, who felt if you have a katan, oches b'katan ve'eno godol ole imanu, and the larger part won't come up with it, whether you that is connected enough or not. We had like six different reasons how to explain that machlokas of nishchata behema, whether it's machshir the ev or not. And therefore, it doesn't have to be the reasoning of komashe roi l'achil l'achirim kari ochel. So that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan was commenting on. So where does Rabbi Yochanan say his din, his pasuk, to explain the shita of Rabbi Shimon? It can't be the Reisha, can't be the Mitziyasa. So Ella must be Liel Masefa. It's really going on the Seifa. So what was the Seifa? So remember, the Seifa had said, if you had this din, that if the Aver, or the animal drops dead now, not a Shechita, the animal drops dead, and you said the Basa requires a Hechsher, and the Aver is Matame Mishim Aver Menachai. Because we say Aver Meduldal is considered already disconnected while the animal is still alive. And when it drops dead, we don't view this as a connection to the Nevela, because we already view this as being disconnected already when it was alive. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, even that case is Metahir. So what's going on here? So the Gemara explains, El Eliyola Masefa is going on the Seifa, Vilava Aver, and he's not talking about the case of the Aver, Ela Abasar. He's arguing on the case of the Basar, not the limb. by the basar. Meaning the aver we said already is considered aver menachai. When the aver is meduldal, Rabbi Meir says that's aver menachai, even though the animal dropped dead now, we view this as disconnected already a couple hours ago. So that Rabbi Shimon agrees to, that's the aver menachai. But the basar is where there's machlokas. The basar that's meduldal, how do you qualify that? So according to Tanakhama, mesa behema, habasar tzarech hechsher, you have to be machsher the basar. But Rabbi Shimon's metar, even the basar, even after the basar is machshir, the basar cannot become tameh. That's what Rabbi Shimon says is din. Why? Because Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my taima, the Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kra, Mikol Ochel Sheyachel Ochel Ata Yachel Achil Acherim Kari Ochel, but Ochel Sheyata Yachel Achil Acherim Eino Kari Ochel. That which you can't serve. And this basar medulda from the behema while it's alive, you can't serve to a goy. Even after the death of the animal, you can't serve to a goy. That's the reason why he thinks that this basar hamaduldal is going to be considered not ochel and completely tahar. Yeah? Okay, have questions on that? Okay. The new Mishnah tells us as follows. Ha'ever v'abasar hamadudalim ba'adam. Now we're moving over to the last Mishnah in the parak here about human beings. So let's say there's a limb or there's a flesh of the that's dangling off the person. So the din is when the animal, the person's still alive, tahorim, the limb is tahor, the basar is all tahor. But meis adam, if the person dies and he has some limbs or basar that's dangling, the din is habasar's tahor. The basar is tahor, even though the person is tameh. And ha'aver metameh mishim aver hachai. But the limb is considered tameh because aver menachai. It was already viewed as detached from the person while still alive. But ve'ena metameh mishim aver menameis. We view that limb that's dangling from the human being as aver menachai, not considered aver menameis. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Shimon is, again, he holds metahir. Now, what's the difference whether something's aver min achai by a person or aver min a mace by a person? So the Gemara is going to explain. Rashi already tells us that aver from aver min achai from a live person, that aver shalom is actually mitami b'maga b'masa u'be'ohel. But the kazai's basar of it, if there's any meat on that limb or a bone that's the size of kisora, that's not mitame if it's an aver min achai. But if it's an aver min hames, so then even etzem kisora and even basar of the kazayas will be metami. That's the difference. But the aver itself, by both min achai and aver min hames, are both a metami b'mage, b'masa, uve'ohel. That's the difference. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon, manafshach, what's the understanding of Rabbi Shimon who says tahar? E misa osa nipo, if he holds that through the misa, so now you've completed the detachment of the aver that was dangling when the person was alive, so that should be latame mishim aver menachai. So then this limb should be latame aver menachai, like Rabbi Meir. V ain misa osa nipo, if we assume that the death of the person does not complete the severance of the limb, meaning we view the limb as still attached to the person, but now the person's dead, then it should be latame mishim aver menameis. So then it should either be aver menachai tuma or aver menameis tuma. How can Rabbi Shimon say it's tower across the board? So Gemara says Rabbi Shimon ba'almakah. He's referring to in general. He's not arguing by Aver Medulda. By Aver Medulda, he agrees to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir rather, that Aver Medulda is considered Aver Menachai. When the a person, when he was alive, he had a dangling limb, that's Aver Menachai. Right. So then he says, the Kamar Tanakam, that which the Tanakam says, Aver Metame Mishim Menachai, Veino Metame Minameis, Metame Mishim Minameis. Alma, we see, but Aver Minameis, ba'alma, Metame. But in general, other places, the Stam Aver Menameis, which was not Meduldal at all, that's Metame Mishim Aver. So on that says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Aver Ameis Ba'ama Lo Metame. So they're arguing about a case, let's say you have an Aver that doesn't have Kazai's Basar on this. So again, the din is that if it comes from Aver Menachai, so there was very Aver Meduldal, so then we say it's Aver Menachai, not Aver Menameis. But we learn in general, but if it's Aver min ha-meis ba'alma in other areas, even with if it wasn't Meduldal, it's Metame Mishim Aver, even without a Kazai's Basar. Aver alone is from a meis is Metame even without the Basar. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, an Aver alone from a meis is not Metame. You need a Kazai's Basar for there to be Tumah. But Aver below Kazai's Basar is not Metame. That's the machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama. Again, an Aver below Basar shall mace, if that's Metame or not Metame. The Sani, the Baraita, tells us that Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shematish Aver Mina Chai is Metame, and even if it doesn't have a Kazai's Basar, he holds that it actually is Metame. That's like the Tanakama. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, so he says, can you really make such a diuk? that minachai v'lo minames, are you really able to say this din that that we say only an Aver minachai is metame if without kazai's basar, but an Aver minames without kazai's mace, without kazai's basar is tahor? We see the din here that again the chiddush is that Aver minachai is metame even without basar, but he's learning Aver minames is not metame if there's no basar. You need the basar by the Aver minames, which is a chiddush. So Amar Rishu says to him, Minachai, v'lo minames, you really makes it a diuk that only an Aver without basar of a chai is tame, but Aver without basar by mace is tahor? That doesn't make any sense. Is it not a kal v'chomer? Ma chai shutar, a person who's alive, he's tahor, yet Aver aporish mimenu tame mace, yet his limb, which may sever off, is tame even without there being a kazai's basar. So a situation where the person's mace, the guy is dead, shum tame, who he is, the worst type of tumma, lo koshin, is it not obvious that a limb that comes off him, even without basar, should also be tame? Then he says further, kasev b'megillas tainis, very interesting response, that tells him, megillas tainis, pischa zira de lo lim mispe. The din is pischa zira, which means a small pesach, pesach katan, that's pesach sheni, yudal iyar. So it says, pesach sheni, pischa zira de lo lim mispe. There's a din you can't eulogize on pesach sheni. So it says harabul misbeid, but Pesach Gadol, meaning Pesach Stam, the Pesach Rishon, you can be masbid? Certainly not. That's not a dig to make. Of course you can't. If you can't do it in Pesach Katan, Pesach Sheni, certainly not Pesach Rishon. So Ela Kal Koldechen is obvious. If you can't do it Pesach Sheni, certainly you can't be masbid in Pesach Rishon. Hachanami Koldechen, certainly here as well. Just because a statement that Brisa said that an Aver below Basar of a Chai is Metame doesn't mean that Aver below Basar of a Mace is Tower. It's a Kol Shekein that an Aver below Basar of Mace should certainly become Tame. So Amrle, Rabbi Elazar says, Kach Shemati, that's what I heard. I heard that didn't. I wasn't making any Kavachomers. I wasn't making any Dukim. I heard explicitly that only Aver below Basar by a Chai is Tame, but Aver below Basar by a Mace is not Metame. That's a Din.
But wouldn't be an Aver Kadash.
It must be a situation where there's not enough Esem Ketor, I guess, something like that, yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, that's the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakam. Gemara now wants to know, what's the difference between my Ika, bein Aver Menachai, Aver Menemes? What's the difference whether or not a limb detaches while the person's alive, whether the limb detaches while the person's dead? So Gemara says, Kazai's Basar Esem Ketor, HaPorish Mena Aver Ika Benayim. When a kazayis of flesh or bone the size of a barley separates, that's the difference. Kazayis basar parish me'eiver menachai. If it's kazayis basar, which separates from eiver menachai, Rabbi Yolzer mitame, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, Rabbi Shimon mitarin. So they say tower. By a mace, everyone agrees kazayis basar is certainly the tame by mace. But by eiver menachai, there's a machlokas. So at least within those who say mitaher, by the kazayis of a eiver menachai, that's the nafkamina. And by etzem kesor, you have the same machlokas. A porish meivrim, if it's an etzem kesor from a mace, everybody agrees it's tame. But if it comes from a porish meivrim and a chai, that's a machlokas as well. Rabbi Nechunya is metame, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua are metarin. So these are the nafkah means between eivrim and a chai versus eivrim and a mace. And the Gemara now concludes the hashta. Now that we've established this nafkaminas between kazai's basar and etzim katsara, we explain the machlokas in this mishnah the same way as well. We could say bein tanakam le Rabbi Shimon. We could say nami kazai's basar etzim katsara ikubunai. Maybe the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the tanakam in this very mishnah is when it comes to etzim katsara of eiver menachai or the size basar Aver Menachai, where Rabbi Meir would say in both cases it's tame, and Rabbi Shimon would say in both cases they are actually tahor. Hajnalach ha'o'er v'rotev. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
I thought that we, according to